Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, June 11th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, cold drink causes brain freeze, 10 dead, another 7 injured. Plus, there's a penis on your back, and I'll have a rum and cock. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
I got my savior helping my behavior, and he's chock full of love. Got brother Jesus, he sure pleases. He's giving me chock full of love. There you go. Little Fred Schneider singing chock full of love. Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. I have a great show for you today. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, of course I've got some audio to play. My good buddy Zan sent me some audio from a video he was jerking off to or something. Here's the thing. I understand if you're a guy watching straight porn, you're probably not that concerned with the dude in the video. You're really focused on the puffy snatch. But still, there should be some care in selecting the gentleman that is going to be porking this whore. Like, it shouldn't be homeless people, and that's exactly what this guy looks like. He also does this weird thing throughout the whole video. He doesn't talk to the girl, he whispers to her, which is, like, so creepy! Even in everyday normal conversation, whispering is always creepier. Like, if I say to you, if I'm having a conversation with you, and I say, oh, yeah, I went to the laundromat, some of my clothes were dirty, so I washed them. Now, listen when I whisper it.
No, I had to go to the laundromat. Some of my clothes were dirty. I had to get the stains out.
You know it's because he wiped out a family of four. Those were blood stains. It's the same thing when you're having sex. When you scream it, that's normal. Oh, yeah! You suck my dick, you fat whore! Get it nice and juicy! I will rape your mouth, and you will have tonsil babies! That's normal hot talk. At least when I have sex, it is. But when you whisper it, it's creepy.
I'll suck that cock. Get it wet. Oh, get it juicy and wet.
Creepy.
I'm gonna rape you so hard your pussy's gonna rot and fall out and you're gonna end up in the intensive care unit at Cedars-Sinai.
See what I mean? Creepy. Although that last example was kind of hot. Pussy rot. Anyways, here's what I'm talking about from the video that Zan sent me.
That's a fucking just jaded motherfucker. That's it. That's it. Just choke yourself in that fucking cock.
Direction is that? Be fucking nasty. Come on, be fucking nasty. Alright, so the guy is kind of creepy for whispering, but I do have to say, on the other end of the spectrum, there is such a thing as being too loud and too verbal. And leave it to the gays to give us an example. I found this the other day while I was doing research. Jerking off. No, I was doing research on the Goatsy guy who's on XTube. Anyways, this guy gets into anal sex in a big, big way.
Oh, I'm addicted to it.
Cock in his ass is like a drug. He's addicted to it.
Oh, I'm addicted to it.
Jesus.
Oh, that is huge. Oh, you got a big dick. Oh, my God. Feels so good. Oh, God, I love it. Oh!
Oh!
Oh, that ass is yours. Oh, yeah. Oh, bury that shit deep. Ugh. Oh, yeah.
A little too vivid there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
I love when they start crying. It hurts so good, doesn't it?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. No.
I love it.
Oh, oh God. Oh.
This man is being fucked insane. He's losing it.
Oh,
I've got like 5 minutes of this shit, and I want to hear every second of it. All right, let's fast forward just a little bit, play a couple more seconds, and we'll move on.
Oh, yeah.
Got other stuff to do.
Yeah.
He agrees with me.
Oh, God.
There you go. Finally, I've got one more piece of audio for you. Alexis K. Tyler is back, and I have to say, she is on a roll. She's back doing the things that made her popular to begin with. I'm very happy about this. Basically, it's the return of Ghetto Alexis. And bonus, this ties in nicely with the nasty gay porn we were just playing. Take a listen.
And suck dick and use his rectum and his asshole as a damn butt pussy.
That's pretty much what we just heard, yes. I guess I should explain what Alexis is talking about here. She's talking about black men who are with black women, but also like to get fucked in the ass by other black men, you see. And the women know about this, and sometimes will even bring other men into like a threesome setting, so it's like her and then the two men, just so he won't leave her for the man. You see what I'm saying?
It is women, some of these damn women, loving these niggas so motherfucking hard, so scared that they gonna lose the nigga, so they feel like a piece of a nigga is better than no damn nigga at all, so they is having threesomes and letting another damn man, letting a damn sissy come over the damn house. Now I know what I'm talking about now, cause I got a lot of damn sissy friends, and they has told me this personal. I seen it with my own damn eyes. Hey, I seen it. I didn't just hear it through the damn grapevine. These women is letting these sisters, I'm talking about full-fledged sisters, twist harder than I do. Some of them got a bigger ass than I damn do and bigger damn titties. Come over to the house. Fuck they damn husband and boyfriend all in his mouth. Then let him bend over and fuck him all in his ass. Then turn around and fuck her in the ass and put his dick all in her mouth. And you know why?
Why this man had to have such a sweet rectum?
It's a very good question.
Because some of these damn black women seems to think that that's going to keep they man from turning gay and from leaving them for another damn nigga.
Language, Alexis. We don't use the N-word here.
Have mercy. I don't know who told these motherfuckers that, but that's what these motherfucking black women seems to be damn think. They stupid. I'm gonna tell you something right damn now that I know for a fact. A woman cannot compete with no damn sissy. Do you hear me?
You will always lose. It's guaranteed. You can't fight a sissy.
You cannot compete with no damn homo sissy. Stop trying.
What was that, a homo sissy?
You cannot compete with no damn homo sissy. Stop homo trying, being up. If you with your damn man, if you fucking a nigga that also like pussy and like dick, you cannot turn that man against no dick. Did can anybody turn you against dick? Huh? Who? What? I ain't hear you. I didn't think so. Can't nobody stop you from getting a damn dick. What the hell make you think you gonna stop a man?
No, I guess the question is, Alexis, if you're a man, what's so appealing about dick? She has an answer for us, and she paints some pretty mental imagery.
What the hell make you think you gonna stop a man from getting him a damn piece of dick or getting him a piece of boy pussy?
Oh, I hate that term, Alexis. Boy pussy. Gross.
Boy pussy. Boy pussy. Boy pussy. It ain't gonna happen. Now see, y'all need to learn about the damn anatomy of a man, okay?
Okay.
You need to realize, see, up in a man asshole, and you can take your finger and you put it...
Professor Alexis is teaching.
And you can take your finger and you put it up in his asshole. You grease it up. They say that the doctor do the same thing when they get a prostate exam. You ease your finger up in a man asshole and you feel something, a little spongy, a little thick. That's that man prostate. And when the right nigga put his dick up in a nigga ass and start massaging it back and forth and hitting that prostate, he gonna bust a nut sometime harder than he done damn busted while his dick is in your pussy.
Oh, we heard you loud and clear, Alexis. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. Yes, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Yesterday, we did a second bonus episode of Distorted View just for Sideshow members. The day before that, we did an extended show. On the weekend, we did an exclusive weekend program. Tomorrow is a Sideshow exclusive program, so unless you are a Sideshow member, you will not be getting an episode of DV tomorrow. Just another reason to sign up now. $5 a month, $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. First story we have for you today. Oh, I forgot, and there's a video cast that's going to be popping up for you Sideshow freaks today. It's a short one, it's stupid, but I think you guys will enjoy it. All right, first story we have for you today. These are all incredibly short stories, so we should be out of here in no time. A penis has been born with a baby stuck on it. What? Actually, technically, the baby was born with a second penis on its back! Mutant! And you know this didn't happen in the United States, because weird shit like that doesn't happen. You know where it happens? Third world countries, where the people are drinking fucking giraffe piss because they don't have running water of their own. Our house is made out of rhinoceros shit. We eat mashed mosquitoes and rhinoceros eyeballs, and they wonder why their fucking babies are being born with dicks on their back. Although, maybe it's the next step in human evolution, having dicks on your back. It would make a lot of sense because you could be fucking someone and watching TV, and you wouldn't have to look over anyone's shoulder. You could be surfing the internet. You could be typing, writing a letter, doing many things with a penis on your back. Having a front-side penis is just clumsy. Not very efficient at all. All right, the child was born to farmer dad Li Jun, 30. Oh, this happened in China. And his unnamed wife, who live in Heijin City in central China. The boy was rushed to the children's hospital on May 27th for surgery to remove his extra manhood. The rare condition, the first for this particular children's hospital, is called fetus in fetu. Oh, does that mean, like, there were two fetuses in the mother, and then the one fetus gobbled up the other, and the only thing that remains is the fucking penis sticking out of the kid's back? I think I've heard of that before. Doctors spent 3 hours removing the extra penis on June 6th and said he was fine following the surgery. I have a picture of this mutant baby. I'll add it to today's video cast for you Sideshow members if you want to check it out. Second story we have for you today. Another example of why old people should not be allowed to drive. The story comes from Kansas. Police say a 66-year-old man whose car crashed into a house blames brain freeze from a cold drink for the mishap. Robert Schultz told police that the sudden sharp pain in his head while driving Tuesday afternoon was followed by a chest freeze.
I'm having chest pain!
I'm calling paramedics and your family, Mr. Miller.
A chest freeze? Who has a chest freeze? Unless it is a heart attack. Alright, Schultz said he had just purchased the flavored frozen drink from a Sonic restaurant and was drinking it. Let me tell you something. Columbus has a couple Sonics. I love them. Do you know what they have? They've got a goddamn Frito corn chip chili cheese wrap or burrito or whatever. It's goddamn delicious. It's just like chili and cheese. You can get onions on it. And then they put Frito corn chips in it. Oh, it's really good. They come up with really good ideas for food. Love Sonic. All right. Yeah, so he got a frozen drink from Sonic. He was hit by painful sensations that often come after a big swallow of cold liquid. Schultz said his car then went out of control. the car went out of control. He had nothing to do with that. If you have a brain freeze, how hard is it to keep your hands on the goddamn wheel? It's a brain freeze. It doesn't render you retarded, for Christ's sakes. All right, yes, the car went out of control, left the street, and slammed into the front steps of a house. An ambulance took Schultz to the regional health center, where he was treated and released. So there you go. Got one more story for you, and then we'll get the hell out of here. This one comes from New Zealand or Australia. It's all the same fucking place. A man who was bitten on the penis by a deadly snake used a cold rum to soothe the pain while he phoned his mother to say a final goodbye. "I thought I was gone," said Carpenter Daryl Zutt yesterday. He encountered a brown snake during a roadside toilet stop. "I thought maybe this is it. Maybe I'm going to cark it." The incident occurred 2 weeks ago, but the identity of the... Did we read something about this on the show? I remember something happening at a roadside toilet stop. Insert your own glory hole joke here. Yes, the incident occurred 2 weeks ago, but the identity of the victim remained unknown until yesterday when Mr. Zutt revealed how the snake pounced on him. Mr. Zutt and his mates were returning from a pig hunting and fishing trip. "I squatted down. I reckon I must have nearly sat on his head," he said. "As soon as I felt it, I yelled. It really hurt." He said he tried to remain calm as he inspected the damage. "He got me about halfway down," he said. "I saw fang marks and a bit of blood come out." Mr. Zutt and his mate drove to a nearby medical center to seek help. "I was nauseous and I had pains in the stomach. I couldn't talk properly. I was tongue-tied." A paramedic treated Mr. Zutt and took him to the hospital. A series of blood and urine tests confirmed he was not poisoned. Mr. Zutt said his friends have been ribbing him about the event. Quote, they've been saying things like, "It was a trouser snake fight." There you go. That could have been a Distorted View news update. I'm not sure. I do know, however, that is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alright, let's check in with my freaking dickies.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow Freak Ben from Boston here. Just calling with a response to one of the listeners on a show about a week ago was asking about the crazy reverend guy in the Sextastic Tuesday intro. I believe his name is Reverend Willie Johnson. I got the original file from a while ago, so I think that might be his name, or I'm just completely crazy. Well, jigoo
to you. We'll have to look up Willie Johnson on YouTube.
You fucking moron. You didn't get to the point of my voicemail. Regardless, I had fun with the retards. They yelled and howled like howler monkeys. Like, and they kicked my ass at Uno, which is kind of embarrassing. But the main reason I called was because I want to get you something. I want to get you a gift, but it's for your computer. And I need to know some things about your computer before I get you it so I know it works. I need to know how powerful your processor is, how powerful your video card is, and how much RAM you have.
I have 3 gigs of RAM. It's a AMD dual-core processor. I got a video card because the one that it had built in sucked. But it's a pretty decent video card, I think. I don't know the exact make or model of it or whatever, but yeah, I hope that helps.
Greetings, Tim. This is your loyal Sideshow listener, TJ from Illinois, calling you. I just wanted to leave a quick comment. On Monday's program, during the extended portion of the show, you played some terrible, terrible song some guy was singing to his girlfriend or whatever, and I don't know if you knew this, but that was actually, the song he was singing was a real song, which was originally recorded by Guns N' Roses. It's called Patience, and if you've never heard the original version of the song, you should check it out, because it's really, really good. I don't know what that guy did to the arrangement of the song.
Wow, that was... I've heard Patience before.
It's so boring and depressing and terrible. You know,
it sounded nothing like Patience.
Hey, Tim, what's up? It's Chris out in Ohio. Yeah. I'm the guy that told you about Fred Schneider last week, and then the week before I had the Chigoo question, which caused a little bit of a stir. Anyway, I'm kind of surprised, or maybe, I don't know, I've been listening about 3 years, 2.5 years, but there's this guy named Raleigh Theodore Sakers, and some of your fans may remember him from one of the Sublime albums about 10 years back, but that's all boring. The good news is that he's got a CD that's about a half an hour of just him rambling, incoherent gibberish, racial slurs, sexist slurs, everything that Distorted View is built
on. Yeah, it's like an episode of DV.
So you might want to check that guy out. Pretty cool. Anyway, keep up the good work, and I'll talk to you later.
Jagoo. All right.
Hey, Tim. This is Dan in Maryland. I was taking the SAT last Saturday,
And, you know, they have, like, reading passages, math, and, like, writing, whatever. But for one of the reading passages, it was about coffee. And, of course, the only thing I could think of as I'm trying to answer the fucking SAT questions is coffee. Be a crosser. She'll cream you.
That's right. She's black.
Hi, Tim. This is Johnny Hungwell, loyal Sideshow member. Three quick points. One, Jagoo.
Thank you.
Two, this is a great podcast. The amount of entertainment I get for $5 a month is staggering. So, all you assholes out there who aren't members yet, $5 a month, $50 a year, Super Freak Sideshow.
Thank you.
My brother-in-law, 14, loves the show. We were wondering if we do a video reenactment of the molestation PSA, do we both get a t-shirt?
Yes, if you do a video reenactment, I will send you both a t-shirt. That would be great. Sorry.
Hey, Tim. It's Alex from Maryland, and I am just so, like, ecstatic and euphoric and shit that, you know, Gootsy is alive. Yeah, like, growing up, you've always been my hero.
Of course.
And, you know, I hope you get that interview.
I checked my my messages today, and he has not yet responded, but I don't think he's been online. I don't think he gets online every day. He's got bigger fish to fry. He's got to figure out how to keep all that shit in his ass without it falling out. That's a big production. You better believe that would be one of my questions I'd be asking.
Hey, Tim, on the Tuesday show there, you said you wouldn't ever want anything in your dick hole because you think it would hurt a lot. But in however many years you've been doing Distorted View, you think the one thing you would have learned is that it feels fucking fantastic, man.
Oh, right. I should have known. Such an idiot. All right, a couple more voicemails here.
Oh, Tim, darling. Your classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday. Today was just disgusting. My balls literally shriveled up into small raisin-like things hanging close between my legs in terror and disgust. I just was calling to comment how really impractical it was if they have a problem with overpopulation of males and they're castrating the homosexual. Shouldn't they be, you know, exclusively removing the...
Yeah, my theory on that is that the, like, 14-year-old who wrote that story just got done watching Logan's Run and decided to write a porno about it. Yeah, he really didn't think it through so much, did he? It's kind of funny because it reminds me of an actual event. Last year at Columbus's Gay Pride thing, there was this massive mobile billboard being driven around that just had pictures of, like, mangled, aborted fetuses. It was an anti-abortion mobile ad. And I'm like, you're picking the wrong people. Gays can't breed on their own. You're wasting your money on that one.
Hey, Tim, it's Neil from Toronto here. Two things. Number one, I heard you were looking for good games for the Wii, and someone suggested No More Heroes. Well, I got a copy here, and I'm going to send it to you, along with another game I just finished called Death Junior, and
ooh,
they're both good. So.
Death Junior? I've never heard of that. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, Tim, it's Frankie. First time, long time here. About 2 years.
First time, long time.
The other night I was bored and browsing on Stick App. And who did I see when I went into a room? The Fat Man. Yes, the Fat Man is on Stick App, so I'm pretty sure if you search him, he'll be in some room.
Was it the same Fat Man? Because maybe it was just someone else with the name Fat Man. If it was the same Fat Man, that's quite a celebrity run-in, my friend.
Hey, Tim. Scary Bob from Wisconsin.
Hi, Scary Bob.
So, you know, over the weekend, I finally signed up for the Sideshow. Very exciting.
Thank you.
However, I followed that up by leaving two voicemails. Very clever, if I do say so myself. And you haven't played them yet.
Okay, sorry.
Fine, you can't play them all. Then, I submitted not one, not two, not three entries for your t-shirt contest for the scary, creepy stepdad and Gary.
Jesus,
and calm
down.
Any of those either.
Calm down! Don't
so
yell at
the
me!
The moral of the story is...
Stop it!
I get nothing. I lose. Good day, sir.
That's right. Good grief, man. Calm down. believe it or not, this is kind of a popular podcast, and I get a lot of voicemails, and I can't get to them all. So don't yell at me.
Hey, Tim. It's Rob from Cleveland, and Jagu to you.
Jagu.
Hey, I know you follow Kotaku and FARC a lot, but I just wanted to give a follow-up. They're making some movies. They're making a Smurf movie. Yeah, I know. And they're also making a movie based upon the early days of the arcade and Atari, and they got Leonardo DiCaprio to play as Nolan Bushnell.
Yes.
And if you freakies don't know who Nolan Bushnell is, you're a fucking retard. All right. Other than that, just wanted to give a shout-out to my friend Mitch in L.A. Hey, Mitch. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
There you go. Rob checking in. I love Rob. He's a good little freak. All right, one more voicemail here.
Hey, Tim. Kyle here, Sideshow member from Alaska. I have a question for you.
Kyle.
I don't know if you mentioned this moving back to Columbus, but do you have roommates? Do you ever talk about that? Or I don't know what your housing situation is like.
Oh.
If you do, what do they think of you doing the show? Like, screaming out, you know, baby rape and, you know, kill all the old people.
Well, believe me, if you're going to be friends with Tim Henson, you're going to hear about baby rape in one shape or form. Honestly, the thing that I used to be really concerned with is when I was living in, like, an apartment building, you know, I'd have people that live above me and to my right and downstairs and all that other shit. Those are the people that I was concerned with, because they would call the landlord and bitch. But no, I don't have to worry about that anymore. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God.
What the hell make you think you gonna stop a man from getting him a damn piece of dick or getting him a piece of boy pussy? It ain't gonna happen.
Vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, I've got a brand new episode of Distorted View for you tomorrow. Otherwise, we will see you back on Friday to end the week. Now, to end the program, I proudly present me singing Our God is an Awesome God. Thanks to MySpace Karaoke. Bye, everybody!
JC, 2008. When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists. And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. And when the sky was starless in the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that.
Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He raised from heaven above with wisdom, power.
It's Adam and Eve and not them Adam and Steve. Well, Adam and Steve be goddamn busting nuts and busting booty holes and guts.